for those of us who love wine, we also may like to maybe go take a trip to the actual wineries that make the stuff.
Yes.
And one of the great places in America is, of course, Napa Valley. And we have a guy who can maybe guide us through that place.
We do. Well, while we sit here in Washington, Scott Greenberg, where are you, Scott? Oh, you're at a party, I think. Not in Napa, but he's going to tell us about Napa. Scott Greenberg is a syndicated wine columnist joining us in our Wine of the Week. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Sean. Hi, Hillary. Wish I was there.
Yeah, right. So what should people keep in mind if they want to take a trip to Napa and visit some of the wineries?
Well, first of all, we're going to start a new series. This is called Passport to Wine Country. Let's give credit where credit's due. This is your idea and Sean's idea.
No, it's so Sean's idea. Sean's give credit idea. Where
we're
credit's
due. Talking over the next couple months about different wine regions, and our inaugural Passport to Wine Country is going to be Napa Valley. And I think one of the things, the most important thing you could possibly do when you go visit any wine region, but particularly Napa Valley, is to have a reservation for a tasting. And the best way to do that is to contact your local wine shop. Now, if by chance you don't have a relationship with a local wine shop that would make a reservation for you, there's a couple online options for you. The first is cellarpass.com. This is where I send friends. I tell them go to Cellar Pass, and these people will set up a wonderful custom tasting for you and your group. And then there's also something called Small Lot Tours, and what they do is they specialize in family-owned wineries both in Napa and Sonoma. So when you go, absolutely try to get a reservation for a tasting. First of all, they're going to treat you a lot differently than the other people that are standing in line. And secondly, I think it really enhances the experience.
Okay, now let's talk about a couple of the don'ts once you get out there.
Yeah, well, first of all, don't overconsume.
Yeah,
you know,
good one.
Spit, 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 spit. Everybody has spit buckets and use them. Now, taste if you have to, but spit if you definitely should spit. And you should always have a designated driver, or even better yet, hire a car service to get you around from appointment to appointment. And don't be rude. These people are opening up their homes or wineries to you, so be polite and buy the wine if you like it.
So there are a few wineries out there you really like. Which ones are they?
Well, I have my favorites, that's true. One that I continue to go back to time after time is the Neal Family Vineyards in Enguin. Mark Neal has grown up in the business. He was first a farmer, I think third-generation farmer, and then slowly started buying some vineyard lands himself. He and his high school buddy, who's his winemaker, just make fantastic Cabernet Sauvignons. I really love what they're doing, and they're all organic wines. So it's a great thing. And if you get it, and again, if you call ahead, they can even set up a tasting for you in their caves, which are dug into the side of the mountain. It's a real treat.
Calistoga, California is such a cool town. You got
it
one out there that you love.
Yeah, Bennett Lane Winery. Randy and Lisa Lynch are just the most hospitable, lovely owners. They make a bunch of different styles of wine, some that are very affordable in the, you know, $15, $16 range, all the way up to the $75 range. But what really is a hoot is they have this petting zoo, if you will. They have a little mini vineyard set up with all the different varietals, so you can actually see what the grapes look like on the vines. It's pretty cool.
What about one of the big wineries and big wines?
Well, I think if you know, one of my favorites is Chateau Montelena, also in Calistoga. I mean, aside from making great wines, just going there and seeing the grounds is just worth the visit. But here is a place where you definitely would want to make a reservation because they are open daily to the public, so they see a lot of people, and what you want to do is be able to bypass the line, make sure you have a reservation, and you can even ask for the exclusive library wine tasting. But whatever you do, make sure you see the movie Bottle Shock before you go because it's actually based on the lives of Jim and Bo Barrett, who are the owners.
Very good. All right, Scott, enjoy. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. Take care, guys.
All right.
Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out Scott's recommendations on WDTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.